amount, because it's the combination of all those small things that make big things happen here. So thank you for everybody who has donated up to now, and keep it coming. Oh, I think I hear the phone. Time for me to play some more music, and I'm going to go back in time again now. And I played one double feature, if you will. I played La Fiesta twice, different versions. I'm going to do the same thing now. I'm going to play two versions of Freddie Freeloader. Now, the first one is by Bill Evans from his album You Must Believe in Spring, which, by the way, is one of the most beautiful albums in the world. And I'm going to play Freddie Freeloader. And then I'm going to play the original Freddie Freeloader, which is from Miles Davis' Kind of Blue classic album. And I'm going to play them back to back. I need to know, I like this piece so much that Miles Davis' Freddie Freeloader is my ringtone on my phone. I've been a couple of places where my phone is ringing, and in one case someone said, "That's Miles Davis is playing." Well, yes, it is. So here's Freddie Freeloader twice. The first, more gentle version will be by Bill Evans, and the second one from Kind of Blue. If I can just find it here on my playlist, just one moment, please. Thank you.
Thank you.
Freddie Freeloader, classic from Miles Davis' Kind of Blue album. I think it's still considered the number one jazz album in history. it certainly, I think it probably has earned that title appropriately. The thing about Kind of Blue is, if you know anything about jazz and if you follow jazz, as I have actually since it before it came out, no matter how many times you hear that, it says something to you. It's like, I mean, you don't want to play it every day or every week or whatever, but when you play it, it still communicates. I don't I've often wondered if these guys really knew what they were doing when they put that thing together to create a masterpiece. And there's no other word for it. Kind of Blue is a masterpiece. I laughingly said to my kids once many years ago, if I'm ever in a coma, play Kind of Blue, and if I don't wake up, pull the plug. Anyhow, let's get back to some stuff on the Fun Drive here. You're listening to Voyage, and it's Fun Drive week, 2 weeks at CKOW, and we need you to phone 774-6877 and pledge your support to the station, to this show, or to whatever. I need to thank Judith for her pledge, $50, and it brings the show total for the moment up to $1,656, which is really good. My overall goal for my show is $2,000, and I don't think there's any question that I can surpass that, as there's another week to go after this one, and I'm hoping for maybe another figure in front of the thousands. Who knows? And also, I want to thank, there are recent donors to some other shows that have come in the last little while, and they have plugged other shows, and that's absolutely fine. Benjamin for $75, and Marco for $35, and Zenon for $75. It means our drive total, the full station total, of $1,215 or so, was $15,659. So that's coming right along, and we need you to keep that going. And 774-6877 is the way for you to do that. Some of the things that I've talked before, but I think it's worth repeating or elaborating. Over the years, I mentioned that we had been able, with added equipment and whatever, to do remote broadcasts and whatever. We also have established very strong links with the community and with community organizations and with outreach to the various community groups that exist in this part of the city and around. And other things like a favorite of mine I've mentioned many times. In the summer, we have Radio Camp, which brings in small groups of kids for a week at a time where they learn about radio. And they also they play a lot of games and do a lot of other stuff as well. But they learn how radio is put together through the week, and then they put on their own hour show on Friday afternoons, which is absolutely well, it's really interesting, hilarious, and lots of fun. These young people are great to meet and talk to. I always appreciate it when on Wednesdays they're around, and if I'm doing my show, a couple of them can come in and chat and talk about the weather or with whatever is going on, what schools they go to, this sort of thing. And Radio Camp, I think, is a great, great thing. The community outreach as well in the programming. We've had programs that are run by kids in the child welfare system kids. We have social comment for inner city issues and other things that are happening in the city. You're not going to get that anywhere else. You're not going to get it in the commercial stations and in the depth that we can do it here. Even if it is mentioned in community newspapers or whatever, if indeed anybody reads those on a large scale anymore. But what we do is outreach. And it's an incredibly important aspect of this community station that it reaches out not just to the listeners who are listening to a particular music genre, like this one, for example. I am reaching out to you as someone who likes jazz and who appreciates that this show is providing a range of current jazz that you may never wish to buy or own yourself, but you can be made aware of and learn about, and that's my goal. And obviously, I'm reaching out to you. But we also reach out to people who might have other interests and other priorities to help them see them realized as well. We live in the community. We are part of the community. And it shows. Our programs don't get, there are programs, spoken word programs, that come from other parts of the world. But mainly the programs that are done by volunteers here are not mailed in from the GTA or from Los Angeles or from anywhere else. They're made here with our sweat and our passion and our wish to provide something for you. And for that, we would ask you to phone 774-6877 and give some of that thank you back. We need you to allow us to continue to provide the variety of programming. We need $60,000 this year to maintain the current level of programming. Getting less than that means we have to make cuts, and that's, I mean, we all know what that's like with our budgets. But if you can afford a little bit, just a little bit, a little bit every month, or a little bit more, perhaps, than you did in other fund drives, now is the time to phone 774-6877 and prove that. I'm going to come back to the present now with one of the best jazz albums of last year by Joe Fonda, who put together basically a tribute album to trumpeter Wodada Leo Smith. And unlike a lot of other tribute albums, Wodada Leo Smith is performing on it. So it's really a very fine album by Joe Fonda. I'm going to play a couple of tracks. The first one, let me see now. The first one is called Inspiration, Opus 1, and then My Song, Opus 2. Here's Joe Fonda.
Thank you.
So Fonda with Wodatta Leo Smith on trumpet there from one of the best album, many critics say the best album in jazz to come out of last year. excuse me. The album is called Eyes on the Horizon, and it features Joe Fonda and his tribute to Wodatta Leo Smith and his influence on his music, and a great, great track and a great album. Well, it's getting close to the end of the show today. It's been quite a remarkable 2¾ hours. I need to bring you up to date on the latest, which will probably be the last word for this week's Fun Drive show as we head into the next week. But I haven't mentioned Brian Hemrick, Liz Christensen, another great musician who is supporting the show, Rick McClellock, Robert McGilvery, Anthony Steffes, Heather Talaka, and Christy Windall. The total of those and the last couple of phone calls like Judas for $50 brings my show total. I can't believe this. My show total is at $2,267. I just am so pleased for all of that. And there's another week to go, and I'm hoping that we can sort of just make that grow next week into something even more exciting. So I want to thank each and every one of you. I say quite seriously, there are people who I know donate to this program, to my program, not because they have any great love for jazz, frankly, but because they have a great appreciation and respect for what this station is doing. And they just, because they know me, they donate through me to the station to make it possible for us to continue to do that. 774-6877, not just until 1 o'clock when my show ends, but any time at all for the next week and a couple of days, because I'll be back next Wednesday to repeat not the same music, but the same messages that will hopefully get us closer to our $60,000 program. Station goal for this year. But I'm going to lighten the mood here a little bit, at least in the second track. You know, I threatened to do this earlier, and every now and then on Fun Drive, I drag out the brilliant artistry of Jonathan and Darlene Edwards. Jonathan on the piano, sort of, and Darlene singing, sort of. This was an album that came out in the 50s that was sort of not, it was a very poorly kept secret. It's hilariously funny, and it was Jonathan and Darlene Edwards, although really it was Joe Stafford singing and her husband playing the piano, and they were doing it excruciatingly, which you will hear. I'm going to play my favorite version of Duke Ellington's theme song, Take the A-Train. There are many versions of it. This is my favorite. And immediately after that, I'm going to play Take the A-Train again. It doesn't sound like the first one. Here's Duke Ellington.
take the A train to find the quickest way to get to Harlem. If you should take the A train, you'd find you'll get where you're going if you hurry. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Now it's coming. Ooh, ooh. Can't you hear? The rails are humming. Get with it. If you should take the A train, you'd find it. You'll get where you're going if you hurry. Shadot blobber to your dub, sweat blobber to your dub, ooly poo. Shadot dobber to your dub, sweat blobber, dub, shabby doop doo ah. I ain't mad at you, pretty baby. Don't be mad at me. Oh, pop, shabam, cookie mop, shabby oop doop 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 ow. Swiss, baby, do your dub, shot, shabba, dub, blobber to your day. Hey, oop doo. Sweet blob it oop doop it oop. Sweet doop it oop, sweet bit it oop, shop it oop doop it oop, your dub, sweat blob it oop, your dub, shoop it oop, and do. Swab of it, do your dots, bam, do and dab, do your dot, do your dot, do your dab, and then. Hey, blob it, do your dots, was for a dot, blob it, do your dick. Hey, oh, do. Short, shop a dot, hey, blob it, do your dots, was for a do. Baba, take the A train to go to Sugar Hill way up in Harlem. If you miss the A train, you'll find you missed the quickest way to Harlem.
Well, there's a definition of the sublime to the ridiculous, if you will. That was Take the A Train twice, once with Duke Ellington, and the other one, I think Duke would have probably been laughing his head off at Darlene Edwards' interpretation of that with her husband, Paul Weston, who had his own orchestra and was a brilliant musician, butchering both halves of that equation. And we're just about the end of our show today. This is Voyage, signing off on the first week of its Fun Drive shows. Thank you for everybody who tuned in today. 774-6877 is still lively and active for the next 8 or 9 days to try and get us close to our $60,000 station goal. My own goal the goalposts are shifting, if you will, but it's now over $2,000 for today, and I am most thankful to everybody who participated. I will be back next week, and I'll mention the names again when I get to next week's show. And I'm hoping that there will be an increase. I'm sure there will be an increase in that total. Thank you to everybody. Please support Fun Drive from here on in, 774-6877. This great little station needs your help, as it does every year, and we will continue to provide you with the most remarkably diverse and wonderful radio that you can possibly imagine. I'll just take us out with just a couple of minutes of Bill Evans playing You Must Believe in Spring, which is a beautiful tune, a beautiful sentiment, and it will take us to 1 o'clock. Thank you to everybody who was listening today. My name's Keith Black, and I'll be back next week to do round 2 of Fun Drive. Look after yourselves. Stay warm. Tune in next time.